Good morning, everybody, and welcome to another edition of Jump Ball, brought to you by Ballers FTO. You know who it is, Veronica Harris at VRON006. Let's talk about it. Let's talk about how the Toronto Raptors faced the New York Knicks, and it were a blowout. And thankfully so. As mentioned, the New York Knicks are the last place team in the league. They do have the worst record, and Toronto being the second best in the league, I would only hope, that this were an easy enough walk through the park for the Toronto Raptors. This is it. This is the last game before Serge Ibaka comes back to join his squad. In case you forgot, Ibaka and Chris from the Cleveland Cavaliers got into a fight last Monday night, and Ibaka got suspended for 3 games. Now, Chris only got suspended for 1, but I understand it. I do. Chris had said something to Ibaka. Ibaka had ran after him and punched him. So, I mean, I don't know, maybe you should have just kept it inside and went and hit a punching bag. But that's what you get. There's consequences for your actions, and I think it was a smart move by the NBA to do so. It's a shame because they could have used him Sunday in Detroit. The Raptors welcomed the New York Knicks at the Scotiabank Arena, and it were a toss-up as to who was going to win. No Kawhi did a load of management, and no Dennis Smith Jr., but Lowry is back, and he's ready to roll. This is the third meeting for Toronto and New York, and these two teams will meet one more time next week in New York. Both of these teams have energy considering they're both on a second game of a back-to-back. Fun fact, Jeremy Lin started his career in New York, and that is where and when he got his nickname Linsanity. It seems Gasol and Van Fleet have something special in the works. They are working very well together, and I think this could be something new that could get them to finish off the season strong. Now, Gasol had 12 points and 11 rebounds, while in his second game back, Van Fleet put up 13 points and 12 assists. Remember when I had mentioned that Lowry's back? Well, he also had a fantastic comeback game, including a nice 3-ball over Emmanuel Mudiay. Lowry was missed, and as Leo Routon said, he is like Toronto's comfort blanket. He kind of makes you feel a little bit more warm, a little bit more confident about the game. So, shout out to Kyle Lowry for making it back. Shout out to Fred Van Fleet for making it back. Let's jump to a Knicks player that some of you may not know, but turns out should. The Knicks' highest scorer and game-high winner were Alonzo Trier, a rookie out of University of Arizona. He had a game-high 22 points, going 18-14 from the field. But as much as New York and Alonzo tried, they couldn't beat the home team. Let's not forget, New York's record is 14-56, while Toronto's is 49-21. By the top of the third quarter, Toronto was up by 29 points and showed absolutely no signs of stopping. And I'm sure it felt nice to be winning, especially by that much. Toronto's largest lead were in the fourth with 38 points, and Jeremy Lin were a big reason for that. Is Linsanity back? Did he find his groove again? This has been Lin's best game since being recruited to the Dinosaurs. Late in the third, Lin showed his versatility with a driving reverse layup. Get ready as Toronto will travel down to play Oklahoma City Wednesday, and then again, but then this time back home on Friday. It's going to be a fun one. Paul George is on a roll, averaging 28.3 points per game, while Westbrook is obviously a monster, averaging a triple-double this season. Tip-off is at 9:30 p.m. Toronto takes this game 128-98. Thank you so much, guys, for listening. Enjoy the sunshine. Summer is coming. Spring is coming. The warm weather is coming. Hold on a little bit longer, and we will make it. I will talk to you later.